4PFW Mobile.
Good morning, Ken. WTUJKT Mobile.
You need to find an alternate route. It's all blocked up at the 59. Got a tractor trailer broke down in the middle lane.
Cup, I'm working on it now. Take 63 and take 290 over a little bit and go south from there, right? Do that again.
Be able to. Or take the, there's a little bypass off, get off at, yeah, you could probably get off there at the 290. And I was thinking you can get off at the 66 and then go down to 80 and take 80 all the way over to 14.
Yeah, Google actually has me getting off at 101 and taking 101 somewhere, so we'll see how that works out.
Or you could take 101 and go go over to 80, and 80 takes you over to 14.
That is doing. Let me pan over and see. Exit 60, and then get back on at 54, I think.
Not right, but it might, just keep a check on it, because the wreck is at the 59. It might already be backed up to the 60 by now.
We'll keep an eye on it. If I have to get off at 290, I will, but I'm sure there's a way. I can see where 101 goes over to 80. It has me cutting back over on some other road before I get to 80. But we'll see if it backs me up to 63 but by the time I get there.
It's stuck and be way, way late.
What up, man? I really do.
Getting pretty bad because they were showing it on the news this morning.
And probably, you know, somebody probably wouldn't let him over when he was trying to pull off. So, you know, he had to stop in the middle. Then somebody probably hit him.
Not be far off from it.
Know that everybody's going to be the biggest jerk they can be, and so that's probably what happened. The alternative is to get off at 290 and go just a little bit east. It looks like there's a road that parallels 85 that goes all the way down to exit 60, and I can cross over and take the 101.
There's one that runs over there on the east side, and I don't remember the name of it. I've only been on it once or twice.
Road sound right?
Doesn't it dead end right there at 101?
Yep, and then I'd make a right on 101, cross over, and then take, I'll plan on doing that based on what traffic's looking like.
Mine is just showing solid red.
Right of route is showing green 58 minutes to the office, 6:36 a.m. So that's about normal time. So, we'll see if Google changes it, but I'm about to get here. I'm here up at the 83, so I got 20 miles.
You're right there at the railroad tracks down in the dip, it sounds like.
The tracks are just north of 80.
Got a helicopter in the air down here.
Good morning.
Thing is, you're earlier than most, so you might get, you know, the alternate routes might not be backed up as bad yet.
When I get there.
Well, that, how's your day going?
The animals woke us up at like 12:30 in the morning, and I never was able to get back to sleep, so I'm already exhausted and burnt out, and got a full day of meetings with Milwaukee today, and just going to be a shit show.
That maybe it'll get better for you.
I appreciate the sentiment.
Moss put in his notice yesterday.
Wake up.
Done that. I like where I'm at. Low stress. And that, they don't call you after hours. And once you roll the gate, you're done.
What did he make?
Had a little bit of a bad spot. GFW, try me now.
I'll take his job. What did he make?
I don't know. And that, but I gotta believe it's only around maybe 90 to 100. Figured. And that, and you got a ton of people that play the system, so it just makes it aggravate.
No power tools either.
said when he turned 55, he was out of there. So everything went to plan. He's got, I guess, the plant had a pension at one time, so he's going to be able to do that. He's got his 401k, plus he sells realty on the side and that, so he'll be set up. In the meeting yesterday, they're planning on, or they're looking at right now, expanding the plant. So that's
the growth industry.
We make some stuff that some of the other plants can't make. I'm not exactly sure why. But, and then we have like 100 acres of unused property where all of the other plants are pretty much landlocked.
Like, we're in the same boat. We've got hundreds of acres where we're at and plenty of room for expansion. We've built a whole bunch of new buildings during the pandemic.
And it turned, starting to back up. I see it's turning yellow.
Technically getting off at 60, but, you know, we'll see when I get there. And my car started beeping at me and listening to what I was saying.
When it does that, KN4GFW.
G from now on instead of the real word. Auto going. I don't see any colors on my map. It's still all blue.
Zoom in. I got my view's too far out for it to name the roads. It's in between 101 and 290. Is where it's at. I don't even know if there's an exit right there.
63 and then 60 is the sequence, so yeah, actually I can see it now too. So I think I'm just going to plan on getting off on 290 and taking that side road, Roberts Bridge or whatever it was.
I see it, yeah, 290, go back over the interstate, take that side road and then come back over the interstate to the 80. And then take 80 over to 14.
Okay, and yeah, oh, it's gonna be a fun morning.
Plenty of time to plan it.
I do now, so got some time to still contemplate it, but yeah, I can see where it's backed up. Yeah, it just turned red a little bit before exit 60. What is this jack wagon doing? What is this morning?
I'm right here.
Good morning, Patrick, KN4TFW. Yeah, and 29 starting to get real busy headed towards Greenville.
When this morning?
This morning, the animals woke us up at like 12:30, and then I never got back to sleep, so it's going to be a long day.
Here.
Got a new mattress. I'm struggling with it.
Too, and yeah, we had one that had heating and cooling, and we got a new one that doesn't. And I'm still struggling to find the right way to sleep on this new mattress too.
It's the heating system from heat to cool, so that when it gets warmed up today, it at least will come on. Bedroom won't be so hot we can't sleep.
What for?
Where she tries to scratch her chin and her mouth on her front paws, and then her tags like slam into the floor, like, you know, tap on the floor constantly. And that's what woke me up initially, but then the other dog was just going out of his mind, like just restless, like up into the bed, down out of the bed, up in the bed, down out of the bed. And I don't know, it was just one of those nights where the animals were not sleeping soundly and they were just up all night making noise. Courtney, you know, if she wakes up, then, you know, she makes all kinds of noise because she's upset about it. She tosses and turns until I wake up because it's not fair that if I'm still sleeping. So I get to go along for the ride.
You got to share in all that.
Flow went away and turned all red.
We're low up here at, like, I'm 67, 66 now.
35, causing all the traffic to hit 29.
On the news, a tractor trailer broke down in the middle lane southbound.
Sending me on the side road anyway. 66.
Frankly, that side road's pretty windy and it's got a couple of stop signs on it.
other.
29 down to 80.
Be the quickest. 80's pretty quick. He's like a big four lane, big bypass. There ain't no lights or anything. There's a couple of lights.
I got 6 miles to get on 80, and then I guess it just doubles back to 14.
It's only about a mile back to the interstate.
Now, huh?
Sure. I'm about a mile from getting on at the 66.
Light at Tuckapow Road.
Hardware. We should be passing me. Yep, that was me.
On the draw to flashback.
I figured that was you. And that because, I mean, it was about the only car that was right there.
An ETA, that's not too bad. I've definitely had worse mornings.
Ahead of it, you know what I mean? The people don't realize that it's all backed up, so they're not looking for alternate roads yet.
DOG didn't give me hardly any notice to get off here at 66. I mean, it was just like last second. Oh, no, take this way now, quick.
Still shows you can get off at the 63. But it's too late for that now. So
one of the reasons it told me to get off at 66 was because it's probably like splitting it up, you know, it tells half of people to go on 63 and the other half to go on 66 and stuff. I know that their routing algorithms will do that. It won't send everybody the same way.
But it knows where you're going. Yeah, Patrick, come on in here.
Y'all good, I'm getting ready. So I'm just listening.
Perfect.
I'm glad I ain't got to drive the tool truck with that almost $5 a gallon diesel.
Money, right?
Thank you much.
I'm out here on 29 this morning.
Getting when I come through there. But that don't mean anything. You get up sitting on the side pretty steady.
Big four-way intersection, not sure what road it was, but there were a couple of them sitting on the right after that intersection.
This way this morning, so they're sitting there waiting on you.
At that light, I heard a car beeping, but I couldn't see it. There was a truck beside me, so it might be something going on there. And that, you definitely want to avoid that intersection in the afternoon.
39 and 399 are the widely accepted price gouging prices for regular and diesel.
I think the one at 80, I think it was said $4 and something when I came through.
They're over $4, but most stations seem to be settling on $2.99 and $3.99. They're at their old cost, so they're just making bank right now. Playing at Gap Creek.
Might you say it's 80.
Long line of traffic in the left lane, getting ready for it.
Running lane.
Be good about planning your exits and turns because it knows, you know, how many turn lanes there are, and it'll tell you even which one to be in for to make your route better.
Creek Road, if you were to take a right, that road's busy in the afternoon and they're putting a roundabout in there. That thing's going to be a disaster.
A roundabout on 29?
No, on that Gap Creek Road.
It was a disaster to start with, but then they, once people learn it, it's not bad. Our first roundabout in Seneca at Strawberry Farm and Wells Highway, they had like 50 accidents in the first 2 weeks.
All the traffic is going one way and you still end up getting stopped waiting to get in.